Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien bunts towards third. Cliff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy strikes out. Two outs. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabor moves to third. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 1 in the game. Criscola hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling is 0 for 1 in the game. Nogueling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tabor out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Pesky steals second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball towards right. Chartak settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chartak. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Loy Hanning now pitching. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conroy is walked intentionally. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 2 in the game. Houston strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chartak for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 2 in the game. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hanning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesce moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesce scores. Finney moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Finney steals third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Lupien scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conroy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 3 in the game. Houston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet lobs pinch hits for Loy Hanning. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Farron's now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to second. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Conroy is walked intentionally. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 4 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 0 for 3 in the game. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Stan Ferens. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.